Search for the WICC 600 app on your smartphone and listen to Lisa anywhere. The Lisa Wexler Show is back on WICC 600.
We are going to get to know a candidate for public office. Joining us right now is Alexis Gavanter, who was just nominated by the Democrats in the district that encompasses Greenwich, part of Stamford, and part of New Canaan, in order to run to fill the vacancy left by Alex Kasser, who unexpectedly resigned in the middle of her term. This is going to be a special election. There are three candidates. There'll be three choices for the people of this district, and they will be John Blankley running as an unaffiliate, Ryan Fazio, who was nominated by the Republicans, and our next guest, Alex Gavanter. Alexis, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show. Is it Alex? Is it Alexis? What am I pronouncing incorrectly for the moment? Tell me.
It's Alexis. It's Alexis Gavanter. Alexis. Thank you so much for having me, Judge Wexler.
You're welcome. And on the air, no reason to call me Judge. And by the way, just Lisa, and I hope you're never not on the air in a way that you would ever have to call me Judge. Nobody ever wants to be in my court. I love to have them. I love to see people, but no one ever wants to be there unless they're adopting a kid. That's the only happy thing I do. Anyway, Alexis, so first of all, congratulations for getting the nomination.
Thank you so much. It has been such an honor to receive the unanimous support of the delegates to receive the Democratic nomination and to have had so much support now on the campaign trail.
So tell us a little bit about your background. Where did you grow up?
Sure. So I grew up in Princeton, New Jersey.
Nice place.
I am a business attorney, a gun violence prevention advocate, and a proud mom of two young boys.
And so, with all of that going on, you think you can make some space to represent the people of the district? What are you going to have to put aside? What do you think, Alex, what do you think?
Well, I have been focused on gun violence prevention. So I was a practicing attorney, a business attorney for over 8 years, where I advise businesses on how to institute fair employment practices while helping them remain successful and profitable. But I did decide to stay home when I had my first son, Jamie. But when he was just 6 months old, I was watching TV while he was peacefully sleeping and saw the Las Vegas shooting unfolding before my eyes when I turned on the television. And I was just wrecked to my core and knew I needed to do something about it. And so what I did then was I turned my focus, of course, continuing to focus on my son, and I had another son during this time as well. They are now 4 and 2 years old. But then what I also did is I focused on gun violence prevention. I started out calling myself a naptivist because I would volunteer a couple of days a week during nap time, and ultimately became the Connecticut state chapter leader for Moms Demand Action. So I'm using this skill set and experience now to run for the state Senate, running for election. I did step down as state chapter lead. And so that's what I'll be doing. I'll be focusing on the state Senate and then, of course, also my boys.
So Alexis Gavanter, let's talk a little bit about gun violence because it is a rampant epidemic. Yesterday, I actually spoke on the air about an interesting piece that it's so ironic and sadly ironic that in Newtown, Connecticut, of all places, is the trade association for the people who, it's the National Shooting Sports Federation, for many people who advocate on behalf of greater gun access. And it turns out now in Connecticut that in the last 6 months, we've had 163,000 background checks, the most in Connecticut history for that period of time. We are on track, and gun background checks correlate to gun sales because the overwhelming majority of people who will get a background check, it will come back okay enough to be able to buy a gun. And last year we had 317,000 gun sales, which had been a record, but now we are on track to surpass that record. And as somebody who is trying to decrease gun violence in Connecticut, what are some of your thoughts about the tremendous demand that we still have for guns? And by the way, we've just allowed people to have stun guns and tasers for the first time. What are your thoughts about this? There's still a tremendous demand among the public to have guns. I'm curious to know, what would your approach be as a legislator to try and reduce gun violence further in Connecticut?
You know, it's a great question. You know, first of all, it's a question of education, right? People buy guns because they're afraid. And I understand that, especially with COVID. People were nervous about a variety of things. And so, you know, it's just an issue of making sure that people understand that guns, first of all, do not necessarily make you safer. As a matter of fact, it increases the risk of, you know, not just homicide, but unintentional shootings, suicide, which is often an impulsive act, children getting their hands on guns, and also, you know, floods the street for city gun violence. And so part of that is certainly education, but legislation actually also makes a huge difference to keeping our community safe. Moms Demand Action, the full name of the organization is Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. And that's because it is it is really about gun violence prevention and gun safety. So, you know, if somebody passes their background check and gets their gun, it's about making sure they are safely storing their gun. It's about making sure the background check system really works. It's about, you know, things like ghost guns, which are horribly dangerous and untraceable, and 3D guns that people can make in their homes and, you know, avoid background checks and have loopholes. You know, having those kind of that kind of common sense legislation, which, by the way, is supported by, you know, not only 90% of Americans, you know, of all political parties, but also 70% of gun owners and NRA members. So this is something that actually, while, you know, it gets a lot of press as being a very, you know, partisan divided issue, in terms of gun safety and common sense gun violence prevention, it's actually really widely popular. And so I'm really proud that as the leader of Moms Demand Action, over the course of several sessions, we passed so many laws to make it safer in Connecticut. And that includes Ethan's Law, which makes sure that any guns are stored safely in the home so children don't have access. Also requiring safe storage in cars, banning ghost guns in Connecticut, banning bump stocks in Connecticut was the year before that. And then also investing in our community-based violence intervention programs, because especially in our cities, we're seeing a real uptick in gun violence, and that kind of funding is really necessary. Right now, there is a bill before the legislature to create a gun violence prevention commission, and that's something that I would really like to be a leader on to make sure that we get the resources where they need to be. Because, you know, gun violence, I mean, of course, it horribly, you know, so many lives unnecessarily lost, so many families shattered, but it's also a huge economic issue. You know, gun violence is very costly. And so, you know, making, you know, smaller, smart investments in gun violence prevention actually saves us a lot of money in the long term in Connecticut.
Well, Alexis Cavanter, I really hope whether you get elected or not, you'll keep on this because...
Absolutely.
The vast majority of people that, you know, that die as a result of gun violence are not dying from a crime. They're dying from an accident or a suicide.
And, that's right. That's right.
It's just terrible. It's just so many avoidable deaths.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And suicide, especially in COVID, where we've had such, you know, our mental health has been really stretched. It's terrible that these are really impulsive acts that, you know, if somebody tries to commit suicide without a firearm, they're very likely to survive and to get the help they need and not try again. Whereas if they have access to a firearm, it's irrevocable. And we just need to make sure that our children are safe in their schools, on their playgrounds, and in their homes. So this is something I'm passionate about that, of course, I will focus on, you know, definitely as a state senator. But, you know, no matter what, this is going to be a lifelong passion for me, meeting so many survivors in Connecticut, especially.
Let me ask you a few other things. We're getting to know Alexis Gavanter, 203-333-9422. She's the Democratic nominee, and she wants to step right into the shoes of Alex Kasser, who resigned unexpectedly, who was a Democrat representing her district. The district encompasses all of Greenwich and a bit of North Stamford, as well as New Canaan. So I have a few things I wanted to ask you. How would you have voted on? Because it was a particularly socially active session. How would you have voted on the gambling bill this session? Yes or no?
Yes, I think we need more revenue. I'm very committed to prosperity. You know, I'm running on a platform where we fight for public health and safety, as we just discussed, but also prosperity and progress. And so, increasing, prioritizing business and job growth, which has been underway thanks to Governor Lamont, that's something really important to me, including
lowering
taxes.
You think the expansion of gambling equates with prosperity, Alexis? I don't
agree. I think that it's going to bring in new revenue. I do. But I would also love to hear your opinion on that as well.
Well, my opinion is that the revenue will be in the hands of a very few people, that the bill was rushed through in the sense of not thinking nearly enough about the human cost of suffering as a result of making it available to gamble on your cell phone. Wait until your little boys become 11 or 12 and they discover that with the flip of a switch, and hopefully you'll have a special iPhone and they won't get to it till they're in their teens, but eventually, 15, 16, they'll see that they can play video games for money online in the privacy of their own bedroom. And I think it's something that we are hurtling into without any understanding of the social cost.
You know, it's a great point, and I do agree that every bill that includes, gambling, marijuana, other things that will bring in revenue, we have to be looking at it from a regulatory perspective as well to protect our children.
So take a look at that. I think that we're going to need to take a real visit at that. Okay, so on marijuana, how would you have voted? Yes or no?
Well, on marijuana, to be honest, I would have voted no. But
really?
With that said, I would have. Because, well, again, it's similar to what you're talking about in terms of the gambling social costs. I think marijuana, specifically the health costs associated with our children getting, more access to it. And I know there's the argument that they have access to it anyway. But that is a real concern. Their brains are still developing and people until they're 25. And so I like to follow the science. And to me, the science there is a bit dangerous. I mean, I understand, again, the desire to capture this revenue if they're going in any way. And I know it's very widely popular if people are buying it in Massachusetts.
Oops, I think we just lost Alexis Gavanter. Alexis, come back. Did you just hear that, Andrew? She just clicked off. I think she might have gone into a hot spot. Okay, we'll hope that she'll call right back. We're chatting with Alexis Gavanter. She's running for the state Senate seat to replace Alex Kasser. She's been nominated by the Democrats. Her two opponents are John Blankley, who's running as an unaffiliated candidate, and also Ryan Fazio, who's running as a Republican. I'm hoping that she's going to call back in a moment so we can find out exactly when the election is. Alexis, you got cut off.
Sorry.
But let me.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. No problem. Alexis, my question is, when is the election?
The election is August 17th, and so it's August 17th, but you can vote by absentee ballot now. You can go to alexisgavanter.com, and there are step-by-step instructions as to how to apply for an absentee ballot, and your application would then, the actual ballot would then come in the mail, and then you could either drop it off your town clerk's office in a drop box or mail it back.
So, and where are we with absentee ballots? Do you have to say that you won't be available in town that day, or can you simply, as of right, ask for an absentee ballot for this election? Where are we with
as
that?
As of right, you can ask for an absentee ballot during this election. So that's different than that. It's the same as the last election, but different from before.
Okay, so Alexis Gavanter, it's August 17th. You can find out more about you and your policy and positions. What's your website again?
AlexisGavanter.com. And I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Alexis, I'm sorry I didn't get to meet you in person. I hope to do that one day. Eventually, we'll have guests back in the studio. Although the way we're going with COVID, it looks like we lurched two steps forward and one step back. And I want to be going forward. And I think personally, if we keep this up, we're going to be headed into mandatory vaccines. I don't see any other way because I hate to say it, because I want people to be able to be free human beings, but freedom also requires responsibility. And what's happening now is that we're going to have our school children wear masks because the disease is around so much. And why is the disease around so much? Because so many Americans have refused to take the vaccine. So we're going to be punishing our school kids. And we're going to be punishing those that have gotten a vaccine, forcing us to have to wear masks again in public places. It seems ridiculous to me. Just have to say, ridiculous.
Yeah, the you know, I don't know if you saw, but the COVID positivity rate has increased to 2.71% on Tuesday, which is the highest daily rate since May 11th. And so, yeah, I mean, I of course, I would love to use this opportunity to please encourage people to get vaccinated. The majority of new infections are happening among the unvaccinated, and those who are vaccinated and get COVID, as you know, experience milder symptoms. So this is really important.
It is really important. Alexis Cavanta, thanks for coming on. The election is August 17th, and good luck.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show coming up.